Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Happy Wednesday and welcome to Divine Connections. This is your host, Lynn Bleasdale, and I'm joined by hosts Laura Chapman and Joey Higgins. We still are sending Sue Fields-Dial Amante lots of healing energy. She's taking a break from the show now so she can get into really good health. But we miss you, Sue, and we can't wait till you're back on the air with us. So Laura and Jody and I were just talking backstage, as it were, about our topic tonight. Why do we cling to doomed relationships? And I was thinking, too, we're not just talking about, you know, romantic relationships, but ones that, you know, you're doing the same thing over and over again, and Einstein would call that the definition of idiocy. How do we let go and move on? And I guess I just assume that in that letting go and moving on, we restore ourselves to balance. So Jody and Laura, do you want to throw your takes at this topic and see what we come up with?
Yeah, absolutely. Just right off the bat, I think a lot of people stay in these relationships to fill a void within themselves. You know, I've done that in the past. I'm in my late 20s now, but earlier in my life, I definitely was brought up in a way where, you know, I knew I didn't need a man, but at the same time, I kind of felt like I did. And I just felt like I needed any Tom, Dick, or Harry off the street to make me feel good emotionally. I just felt like there was a void where I felt like I needed to have a boyfriend, and it didn't matter how bad they treated me. They would go to the clubs. They would ditch me for their guy friends. They would, you know, do a ton of atrocious things, lie to me, cheat on me, whatever the case may be. And I'd let them do it. And I would find myself just staying up in the middle of the night and being so depressed, you know, feeling sick to my stomach, couldn't think, couldn't do anything. But I found out over the years, and I let this go on for like a long, long, long time, like over a decade, of just letting men do this to me because I felt like I needed a guy. I noticed a pattern, and I would like jump from guy to guy to guy to guy. And it was almost like every guy that I dated, I made them my whole world. And if they broke up with me or they did something to hurt me, it would be like my whole entire world smashed apart and I had nothing. And I felt that emptiness so deeply. It really, really scarred me until I realized this isn't a time for me to have a guy. This is a codependency. This is almost something that I need to work on within. I don't want to say mental illness, but I kind of almost do want to say it was to mm-hmm. that point where it was like I needed to fill this void, and I was almost, in a way, using men to fill that void without realizing it. It really is a codependency of like I need somebody to fill this. And what ended up happening was it was the last straw. I ended up having a child with the last guy I was with. And that's when I realized, like, this is something that I really need to change because I was really getting emotionally abused in that situation, cheating, lied to the point where, like, the person was actually a con artist. So I had it. I literally had it. And I found myself in a position where I was literally barefoot and pregnant. And I had to end that relationship. And what ended up happening was I did the work within, and I started thinking about all of the things that I love to do, all the passions that I have that I never really noticed. So I wasn't, you know, you look at these people and they have all these great friends and they have all these passions and they have this job that they're passionate about. They put all this work into it. But for me, my life, and for so many women who have this codependency, their whole life is that man. So forget about the artwork that you love to do. Forget about the crystals that you love to do or the writing that you love to do. Your whole world is that man. But it shouldn't be, because when you give a man that or a woman that kind of pedestal, they can easily break it, and then you'll find yourself shattered. And that I found myself in that constantly. So it's just really, it starts within. And as soon as you do that and you start loving yourself, that's when the right person comes along, because you can't be on one level and then get to the next level the energy shift has to happen, and you're not going to find the right guy at the low energy field that you're in with the codependency and I need a man. You'll find them when it's more, I'm doing my own thing, I love myself, and I want a man because I love this person. Not that I need them, I love this person, I want to spend my time with them. And if they break up with me, it'll hurt, but I will be okay in myself. And that's the sweet spot. That's where you want to be. That's where I am now, and it feels really good. It feels really empowering, and it's I love it. So that's my hope for women, is just to love themselves enough and fill their cup enough so that they can want to be with somebody and not need to be with somebody. So that's my take
on
it.
Wow. That was amazing, Laura. Thank you so much. I can feel the growth just over the airwaves like that. That's so beautiful. That was so empowering what you just said. And I hope that
people
that are needing that message right now are hearing it. Jody, what have you got to say on our subject?
Well, I just want to make sure we're talking about letting go.
Well, we're talking about why do some of us cling to doomed, like when a relationship is not good for you, why do we cling? Why do we cling to that?
Well, I think there's a lot to do with fear and insecurity on the woman's part, lack of confidence. And I can't even just say on the woman's part, though it seems more often than not, it is the women who are in the position of, I want to call a weak position, right? That we don't naturally have the position of strength in most relationships. And we were talking about this a little bit earlier, that we do, you know, historically women have asked that men step forward and take care of us. And it's not the same, but we still do. A lot of us still get that feeling of we need a man in our life to help us. And it's just that a lot of women don't realize they can have the strength and the power in themselves to do it on their own and that they will be okay. It's consistent that historically also men have made more money, and that is part of the problem because, you know, that takes away some of the power when men make more money, you know, and we're led to believe the man is the head of the family. That puts women into a second in command position where we often give away our power to that person thinking they're going to make the right decision. And honestly, not all people are up to being that person, to being the leader of a family or of a group. And it's a lot of responsibility. I do think that I think that most women think life is easier when they have a partner. Now, it does make sense, right? We see now that people truly need two incomes. If you want to have a lifestyle you want, you don't have to have a second income, but you're going to make sacrifices. You're not going to have the home you want, or you're not going to have two cars, or you're not going to have a family vacation, right? Because not everybody is fortunate enough to have education or to have a position where they make a lot of money. And women are led to believe that they can't make it, that they can't do it on their own. And it's a fallacy. You know, I have really caught myself thinking that way of life will be easier when I have a partner. And really, life would be more fulfilling with a partner. Wouldn't necessarily be easier because, you know, a relationship comes with its own barrel of monkeys, right? But we give away our power, and reclaiming that power is the best thing in the world. And that's what Laura has done. That's what I've done. And I just think that we train women to do that, you know, on TV or in all of the, you know, all of the places where men have had the position of leadership.
Yeah.
Not as many women are warriors, right? We've got Joan of Arc, but most women aren't Joan of Arc. And, you know, I have caught myself having thoughts that, to me, stopped me short. So here is a really good example. It's one I'm kind of embarrassed of. I was getting Reiki session, and when the person who gave me Reiki gave me feedback, she said that she had picked up that I was waiting for life to get easier when a man came in. And she, ooh. I knew exactly what she was thinking. I remember thinking, I'm not going to make this big purchase until I have a person in my life, because he'll buy them. He'll help me. He'll do it. Well, you know, I walked away really thinking about that. And I think a lot of people do this, right? We want someone to help us. We want someone to do it for us. We want someone else to take the lead and make decisions and take a position of things being a little bit easier sometimes. And women are the softer, gentler sex in the most cases, right? And I just sort of stopped short when she said that to me, and I thought about it, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I've been waiting to make this purchase, which was not that big of a deal, $700. That's a lot of money, but it wasn't enough to hold me back from what I needed, because it was a medical necessity. It was eyeglasses. I needed new glasses. And I remember thinking, what a load of crap. Why do I think that way? What led me to think that? And then the second thought was, how unfair. Men, a lot of men, probably feel like they're walking checkbooks. And I don't think that's very fair to them. I think it's a lot of responsibility to put on their shoulders. Mm-hmm. But I also, you know, I mean, really, truly, relationships should be a partnership. But I think more often than not, women step back and let the men do the leading. It's what we're taught. And it's not supposed to be like that anymore, but it still is in a lot of cases.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Very heavy. I'm all depressed now.
Oh, man. No more depression.
Yeah.
No more depression.
No. No.
But I think Laura is right. You know, one thing I have found is that a lot of people, they don't have a lot of relationship experience before they get married. And if you don't have actual guidance, how many people have a mom who can sit down and talk to them about how to effectively date? Right? And
not many.
I didn't really get a lot of guidance. Right? I didn't have a lot of people saying, well, you know, if he's not going to talk to you this way. What I did have was a stepdad who was a good example. And I still didn't heed it. But I kind of knew a lot of people didn't like my husband. We make choices based on what we're supposed to learn. We turn a blind eye when we're in love, and that's part of it, too.
Mm-hmm. Well put. Yeah, that's very valid,
glasses.
Too. Yeah, absolutely.
And you know,
yeah.
Oh, and
I'll
just tell you,
that
too, doesn't lust make a big difference? When you look at someone
that's
who's really, really
oh
pretty.
My gosh.
Yeah.
You look at that guy who's really pretty, and you want what you want, but you're going to have to make some sacrifices in the personality department.
Yeah.
And you do it. How sad is that?
Well, that's
we
something
do
else.
It.
That's something else that I wanted to talk about as well. I also noticed in my codependency with men that the beginning stages is so, like, it's, like, so romantic. And you think of, like, all those romance movies where you're just caught in a whirlwind and you're just like, oh, my God, this is so amazing. It's almost like you're high on love. And it was almost like when that ended, I would just jump. I got to jump to the next guy because this is no longer love. So I just keep trying, like, chasing that as well, chasing that high. And then I realized that's not real love. That's lust. And,
absolutely.
You know, now I've been with the same guy for, like 7 years. We're getting married in June. And it's, you know, we don't have the same lust happening, but it is true love. So, and it is amazing when you finally – put yourself first and you work on yourself and you find what you love and you fill your cup, that's when you can have an equal exchange relationship where it is, you know, 100-100 and you know your worth. You don't need them. You want them, you know, and it's just, it's so much better when you're in a relationship where you have, you don't want to be in a relationship with somebody who's broken either. That's another thing. It's like I couldn't give myself to my partner when I was broken because also I was needing them. I had things that I needed to fix in my life. And that was another thing that contributed to a lot of these bad relationships was broken people. You know, so work on yourself and find another human being who you can love to hang out with, a partner, a best friend. And I always say to women, if you're sitting there and your gut instinct is saying to you that they're cheating or they're lying, listen to it. That is your spirit guides telling you. They're screaming like, hello, he is cheating on you. He's lying to you. He's going to the pole club and, you know, doing all that and making you feel uncomfortable. So you don't have to put up with it. You know, you do you and the rest will follow. And it's a hard lesson to learn, but it's a beautiful lesson to learn. It really is. It makes you feel so much better, more confident in yourself. There's so much beauty within yourself. And if you're relying on a man or if you're like a man, there are men, like Jody was saying, there are men who do it as well, who rely on women to have filled that void as well. You know, all souls have that codependency at, you know, all souls can have that codependency. So it's not just women. We see it more because women are more emotional and speak about it, which is good that they're able to communicate. But you don't have to stay in a broken relationship. Even if you're married, you're never stuck in a relationship. And there are people that are, you know, older, like in their 70s, still dating. So it doesn't matter what age you are. You can get out and do you. You don't stay in something that is making you feel uncomfortable or making you feel just depressed and broken, because it's not worth it. It's really not.
No, it is not. Wow. Well, I was going to also point out, just in sort of a Buddhist sensibility, that creating, when I think what I was experiencing with some of the people I've been working with is that they just don't want when they realize a relationship is not going to work out for whatever reason, there's almost an ostrich reaction in that they do not want to believe it. They refuse to believe it, and they're clinging. And what they're creating is a resistance to what is. And the Buddhists will tell us, and I'm sure other faiths and teachings will say, that creating a resistance to what is what creates suffering. So instead of, and I'm not saying it's easy to cut those ties. I mean, you may have been with somebody for 10 years and you're, you know, you don't want to lose that investment. And who does? Nobody does. But the thing is, when you realize that you cannot get enough of what you don't want, you get to that point when that person either will not commit to you, they will not change their behavior that is hurtful to you. Whatever it may be, there has got to be a time when you say enough. And when that time happens, you must turn away from that relationship and focus on yourself. As Laura and Jody both pointed out, what I'm confused about is how to help people move beyond that, like how to get them stuck out of that mud that they're in, because it's suffering. It's like watching somebody in pain and not being able to help them. And I don't have any answers. I'm just musing on this. I'm noticing it in so many people that they just want that relationship to be the one that worked out. It isn't working, but they're stuck in that place of, but I don't want it to be over. But I don't know if I'm making any sense at all, but it's just something that I've been observing lately. And a relationship doesn't have to be a romance. And we all need that sort of human touch, that human connection. And I think truly, you know, if you can find somebody to partner up with be it a friend. Like, if you can't find a marriage, then get a housemate that you connect with, because life is better shared. If you've got two people to bring in the groceries or split the work, whatever. But I don't know. I think just corralling ourselves in that narrow belief that it has to be an other, like a married partner or a romantic partner. I don't know. I think I'm right into the idea of the kibbutz, where people live together and help each other, and they don't necessarily live in each other's hip pockets. They don't feel that they have to explain themselves all the time. So there's a freedom that could be had in a non-relationship relationship. So I think this is the topic, you guys, for a really good ebook or a really good course or something like that, because I think the need is out there to help people grab that self-esteem that is so sorely needed when your heart's broken. You know, it's not your fault. It's not anyone's fault. It just is. It just is. It's how the lessons are taught. And, you know, when you feel angry at that other person, I was reading Wayne Dyer a bit today, and he was talking about when you're in partnership, and nobody's ever going to be in a perfectly smooth relationship. There will be times when we grind each other's gears and get mad. And he was saying, instead of getting mad at his wife, this, I guess, would have been his first wife, he said, I just saw her as a soul having a physical experience, the same as we all are. And instead of getting angry and judging, just looking at that other person and knowing they are exactly where they need to be for their soul's journey, and so are you. And sometimes it doesn't end in marriage. But if we can learn to let go and just trust, then we can sometimes find a wonderful experience on the other side of that. And even if it's done with love and kindness, a separation can end up with a good friendship rather than animosity. I think I'm going to stop my preaching now, and we should get to some callers, you guys. What do you think?
I'm with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, how about, who's 904 has been on forever waiting, so why don't we start with them?
Okay.
Welcome,
904. Hi, we've been going on and on. We're sorry we kept you waiting, but you're on the air now. Could we have your name, please?
My name is Patty, and it was interesting, so I didn't feel like I was really waiting.
Oh, fabulous. Did you say Bonnie?
No, Patty.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had a little... Okay. Hi, Patty. What can we talk about with you tonight?
Well, I was just doing this. I've been alone for a very long time, and I'm older, and my... going into my elder autumn years, and I was just seeing if you see anything on the horizon for a relationship, friend or otherwise, somebody to, you know, kind of hang out and get close to.
I'm immediately, the first thing I wrote down was, Patty, was a club of like-minded people. It just came right on the page there. I'm feeling here, I'm just going to go really briefly here, and then I'll put you over to Laura and Jody, but the first thing that just came right at me was that a club with more than just one person, one-on-one, a whole bunch of people with a like-minded, what interests have you forgotten about that you used to love?
Well, I'm mostly interested in art and spirituality and music, things along those lines, creative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. That's about three interests right there. I would look for, you can look online for these people, or you can look for the real social relationship where you're actually in the room with the person. But however you do it, I think you would do very well to start out with a group. And I think you might just meet that special someone, partner, friend, whatever it may be, in that club. So with that, I'll turn you over to Laura or Jody, whoever's ready to go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know, I got the exact same thing. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's okay, huh?
I got the same, thank you. I got the same thing, Patty. I immediately got that you're not getting out and doing things that would allow you to meet somebody. And
I need to go out more.
Mm-hmm. Also, do you like to travel?
Yeah, I do, and I have in the past. Financially, I'm kind of limited right now.
Okay, because I was picking something up about Florida. Is that where you'd like to go?
That's where I live.
Okay. So are you looking at a possible move, maybe closer to water?
I moved closer to water a couple of years ago, about a year ago, and I was a little more inland, and then I'm closer to the water now.
Okay, and I'm getting go to the beach. So that's also, because you really like to be there to meditate, I think you might be able to actually find a meditation group on the beach a couple mornings a week. Are you sort of semi-retired right now?
Sort of semi-retired, yeah, but thinking of looking for more work. It's kind of bored.
I definitely think a part-time job would really help, especially with helping you to travel more, and I'm getting that you like road trips. So you might be able to connect with some sort of a group through Meetup that likes to do road trip types of things, concerts, things that would work for you that would be your age range and co-ed. But definitely get out, do more, and get to the beach, because I feel walking on the beach, meditating on the beach is very refreshing for you.
Yeah, thank you. I did that today for a while.
Yeah. I'm also seeing a small dog. Do you have a pet?
No, not right now.
Are you thinking about getting a little dog?
A dog or a cat. Yeah.
Okay, because I'm seeing a small dog that you can walk on a leash, so I think you might get a purse pal, a little dog. So that will also help.
From time to time.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was thinking of getting a pet again, yes.
Yeah. I think it'd be really healthy for you, and I just feel like, I do feel like someone will come in, but you just got to get out and make some of that happen for yourself.
Right.
As one of my friends said to me, get out and do something about it, because he's not going to show up like the pizza delivery guy.
Right.
What do you have for her, Laura?
Where I work, I do have a part-time job, and somebody, a customer comes in, he buys for a restaurant, and he's kind of doing a little flirty thing, or I don't know if it's anything really, but just seems to have an interest. So
I think that you need to like be a little flirty back with the flirty thing.
Okay. I just thought I'd give it
have
a few weeks.
Have some fun with that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the other thing is, it doesn't have to be that flirtatious. It can be friendly. It can be, you know, the beginning of friendship, because that's really what you want, right?
Right. To start with,
yeah.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. Cool.
What are you picking up for her, Laura?
Yeah, I got exactly the same thing that you guys are picking up. I also was picking up that she really needs to work on manifestation and the law of attraction. Do you know what that is, Patty?
Yes, I do, and I understand all that. I don't know. I just kind of got off that track, I guess. Had a lot of setbacks over the past few years. So feeling a little defeated, but I'm coming out of that, so. And I realize, you know, what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Spirit is wanting me to tell you, just because I feel like, especially with spring happening right now, it's a really good time to go outside. And when you connect with Mother Nature, it's a lot easier to manifest these things. I would definitely, you know, Google or read some books on it, YouTube, just because I feel like you have a lot of different things that you want to happen, but they're not really manifesting, but they can, and they will faster once you start manifesting them. So definitely the fastest way is going out in nature and just, you know, taking a walk, putting your feet in the grass, and just really being one with the universe. That's really going to help. It just kind of like amplifies it like times a thousand when you do that. So that's just a little tip that they wanted to give you. and just, you know, feel, they're saying, feel your feet grounded down and genuinely connect with the pulse of Mother Earth. So definitely strong, go out there. And I'm also, I got the same things that they're all saying, so I don't really want to repeat them, but just, yeah, it's outside of your house is where you're going to find him, and definitely join a club or something like that, because I feel like socializing would be huge, and that's how you'd end up meeting him.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
That's lovely.
Lynn,
yeah,
do you have anything?
I think... Oh, I did mine already, but I was just thinking, I think Patty's on the right. Don't you feel, though, Patty, you've kind of nailed your problem in that you were, like, giving into defeat. And
right.
You now want to, yeah, and it's a vibrational thing. So you want to get the frequency, you want to get yourself into the frequency of what you're trying to attract. And just mm-hmm. like it's called, like, two strings on a guitar, if they are sympathetically tuned, you pluck one, the other one will start to vibrate, and that's how that works. So yeah, you're on the right track. You know what you need to do, and I think, you know, that little boost of spring, like Laura said, now that the light's coming back, people don't feel so icky, you know. And it's, I think you're going to do really well. And put that beautiful smile out there to people when you're at the events and the clubs. And you get it yourself out there. Remember to smile. You have a very beautiful smile. So there you go, Patty. Mm-hmm. Shall we leave you? Okay. Shall we leave you on mute, or would you like to keep? Oops, I just muted you anyway. Anyway, Patty, listen to the show. You're on mute. I have. I'm fat fingering mm-hmm. it all. Okay. Here we go. So 306. You're on with Divine Connection. Could we have your name, please?
Hello, it's Joanne calling.
Hi, Joanne. How can we help you tonight?
How are you guys today?
Great. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Could you repeat? No, you were cutting out just a bit there, huh?
Okay, is that better?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, hi, how are you guys today?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. I'm just calling in. I have three daughters, and my youngest is 18. She's too shy to call and her anxiety. But she wanted me to ask for herself. She deals with depression and anxiety, too. She's like an empath, too. She tried medication for one day for her depression, but it didn't work out well. She was feeling very, like, overwhelmed and numby, and she just wanted to see, like, what would you guys, what would come up about her maybe doing a different kind of medication, or maybe not no medication. She has, she's really, really skinny because she lost a lot of weight, and we had her tested for thyroid, but it came back negative. So I'm not too sure, like, exactly what's going on with her that way.
Mm-hmm. Is your daughter in the room with you, Joanne, right now?
She's actually, she's in the next room.
Could you ask her if she would come on the line with us? We won't bite.
Okay. I know, she gets so scared. She's like, Mom, I'm kind of nervous, but okay.
No, it's fine. Hey, nobody listens to this show. She's fine. Just bring her on, okay?
She said, you're fine. No one listens, but it's probably better for your spirit.
Well, we actually have to have her permission to read her energy, love. So we need to talk right to the person. So, but we're very nice, and we won't hurt you or scare you. So, have we got Joanne's daughter now? Hi, lovey.
Yep.
What's your name?
Hi. It's Jessica March.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Hello.
That's Laura, and we're here with Jody and Lynn. I'm Lynn, and Jody's on the line with us, too. And you're very safe
Hi,
to
Jody.
Ask you.
Hi, Lynn.
You can go ahead and ask your questions, okay? You're in a safe place, and we want to know what we can do to help you, okay?
Okay, so it's hard for me to talk about it because I get so emotional. But
that's okay. Everybody
it's okay.
does. All right. Take your time.
I've been dealing with anxiety and depression for about 3 years, and I've never dealt with anxiety or depression. I've always been a very out there person, like confident, yeah. like make other people feel comfortable. And I'm just so anxious all the time. And I feel like down, like I feel like sometimes I can just, I'll just come home from having like a day going out and I just come home and I feel so down and like depressed. And I've been feeling like this for like 2 to 3 years. And so that's what's been going on with me. And I am, like, I've found out recently that I am an empath. I'm pretty strong. Like, when people cry, I cry right away.
You're in good company. We're all in the same as that, too. Life hurts when you're an empath. It can hurt really badly. And the other thing, too, is I wonder, Jessica, are you using techniques such as breathing to take care of the physiological response to the anxiety? Do you know what I mean?
When I try to.
And what happens when you try it?
Like, sometimes I can, like, crowd myself, like, a little bit, but it's, like, still, like, there, and I just tell myself, like, it's been, I feel like there's a shift happening, and I've been feeling, like, a little bit more motivated, and when I tried that pill, like my mom said, that, like, pill for depression is, like, serotonin, it, like, I just feel like I'm not supposed to be doing, like, taking, like, drugs like that, like, I feel like I'm supposed to, like, be an empath, and I just feel like certain drugs can, like, cloud it and stuff.
You don't want to cloud your perceptions. Drugs can do that to you, and you want a clear mind in order to receive message from spirit. That's okay. The good news is, hon, you're not abnormal in any way, and this is nothing you've done wrong. Jody and Laura, do you guys want to weigh in a little bit? But I think we've all been there where you are. We all understand that dreadful feeling. Oh, yeah, I've been there. I dare say Jody's been there. We've all been where you are in that emotional state. So you're not alone. And just keep that in your heart there, that you're not alone.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Recently, I've been wanting to start to do YouTube. I've been very into, like, I've gone very spiritual. Like, we have crystals all around our house. I do tarot readings for myself. We do blessings before it. I pray before. I, like, always call upon, like, Archangel Raphael and Gabriel and Uriel, even, like, Archangel Metatron. And I just, I need to hear that. But I've been wanting to do YouTube, and I just, like, it's like I have this anxious still in me, like I'm scared still. I don't know. I just would like to hear if what you guys would, like, could see.
Do you think you have stage fright? Is it stage fright, or is this a different sort of anxiety? Because going on video can be a bit of a challenge, you know. Public speaking. They figure public speaking is one of the biggest phobias people have. Don't worry about that. But I wonder what is it that is causing the anxiety? Are you able to put any kind of a finger on it?
Well, there has been a lot of stuff going on, but, like, with my, like, there's a lot with, like, our dad. We live in Canada. We live in Ontario. And we just moved back from Saskatchewan 3 years ago. We moved there for 3 years and came back. And we went there to try to become a family with our dad, who's never really been, like, really a part of our life. He was an alcoholic. But we didn't really like staying down there. My mom started to get really bad anxiety and really violent. Like, that's the violent part of Canada. So, like, we came back 3 years after. And that was, like, hard for me because I didn't want to move in the first place. And then I had all this anxiety to make new people, but then I was fine. But near the end of me leaving, that's when I started to get anxiety. And there was, like, drama at school and stuff that could have started it, too.
You're overwhelmed by a whole bunch of different things. So that's, you know, it's coming at you from all around. And no wonder you're feeling overwhelmed and anxious. I don't want to just, like, hog all the talking here, but I did want to suggest to you, Jessica, that you do some research online about herbs that you can use to quell anxiety. Personally, I find the world can knock me sideways just by, I don't like to turn on the news sometimes because I'm like, ah. Lemon balm is one of my favorite. You guys, lemon balm is a wonderful go-to herb for that. You can grow it in a pot and just munch on it. Like, it is just fabulous. But one thing about the difference between herbal things and the medications is herbs are a lot more subtle. You're not take it and you're not going to, like, I'm not feeling anything, but you need probably a 10-day course before the changes start to happen. But the thing is, they do tend to stick. You know what I mean? So if you're using, now there's some herbs you've got to watch. You mustn't take them for more than 2 weeks at a time. Golden seal's one of them. I can't think off the top of my head what they all are, but make sure you check on how safe they are. If you're allergic to some plants, you want to make sure you're not going to be allergic to these herbs, right? But you can try these. They're a much more gentle way to deal. Do your homework and go online and read up. I know the Andrew Weil, the sites you can trust, Andrew Weil, they're usually on the first page. And you cross-reference the information you're learning against other links and stuff, so you're getting the same information and knowing you're not just getting hogwash from one guy, if you see what I mean. And I also
St. John's wort is really good for depression.
Yes,
but
it
is. But you do have to take it for a long, ongoing period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say that again one more time, a little louder? Sorry.
St. John's wort. W-A-R-T.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's really good. It's very helpful.
Yeah, and valerian root. There's a whole bunch of them. And I think just Google herbs for anxiety and depression.
Yeah.
And you will have reading material for the rest of the day. There's so much information on those.
I'm really into herbs and stuff. It's like I've been wanting to, I just want to do so much. And I'm at an indigo too. I don't like the system and everything. That's why I just want to like get out there. I just want the anxiety gone and everything because there's so much I want to do in this life.
If I can make a suggestion, have you done any, first of all, have you done any energy work? Has anyone done energy work to help work on clearing some of that out for you?
I did have a Reiki reading in Regina, like Saskatchewan. That was like a couple years ago, though. But I have been thinking about it recently to like get it done. I do it to myself. I have a selenite wand, and so like I just do it to myself when I like say it. I go to all like my crown, but like I do want to go to like a Reiki healer, an actual like Reiki healer, to get that done.
Okay, because doing some regular ongoing Reiki can really help lower the anxiety levels and clear away some depression, but you're going to need to go like weekly for a while to get some of that cleared out. As an empath, meditation is very, very helpful. And you can look on YouTube and find meditation, guided meditations for anxiety. And that's one of the best ways. Also getting grounded, putting your feet on the ground, and you can Google how to ground. And that is connecting to the earth, growing energetic roots out the bottom of your feet, deep into the earth, and feeling very connected, almost weighted down, and then protecting yourself with a bubble, which is, if if you would remember, the Good Witch Glenda kind of coming down in her little balloon, her little bubble that she had around her,
yeah,
filling that with white light, and then giving that bubble an exterior that is hard as nails, right? It's like titanium. As our friend Ryan would say, it's outward-facing mirrors, and it will bounce off the energy of others around you. I suspect when others are highly energetic, feeling depressed, feeling hurried, you're probably picking it up too. I know that for me, I have been out in traffic and seen somebody throw their arms up in frustration because the person in front of them had the audacity to stop for a red light. And when they threw their arms up, it hit me in the chest, and it actually physically hurt, which really shocked me. But I definitely felt his anger and his energy when he threw his arms up in exasperation. So learning how to protect yourself, learning how to ground and doing some guided meditation will help, getting some St. John's wort going. And then I kind of heard about a therapy dog. Do you have any pets in your home?
That's so funny. I legit was like, Molly's my therapy dog. I said, I was telling my sister that, like, this is my therapy dog.
Okay, because I feel like having the dog sleep with you helps ground you. She helps to heal you. And, you know, I think there's some fear for you that you got to work through, but doing that Reiki would really help.
Okay. That's what I needed to hear.
Yeah.
The Reiki, the herbs.
Yeah.
Grounding.
Have you got something? What have you got, Laura? Are you picking anything up for Jessica?
Yeah. I am getting a lot of information. I'm going to just get my dog out of the room really quick because she's barking like crazy during this.
Okay,
I have a lot of experience with anxiety. And I've struggled with it for years. I've struggled with it actually ever since I had my kid. I had severe postpartum depression, and then that turned into just extreme panic attacks to the point where I couldn't leave my house. And I was happy. I was so happy in my life, and I couldn't understand why I was having so many panic attacks. Do you feel like that's you? Like, you're pretty okay, but you just keep having panic attacks?
Well, that's the one thing, too. Like, we are moving from this house, too, that we, like, I was having bad panic attacks when I came down here, like, back down to Ontario. So that's, like, 2 years ago. I was, like, having really bad, and, like, also last year. But, like, this year has, mm-hmm. like, been, like, I haven't had a bad panic attack. But we're also, like, we're moving, but it's, like, I know that, because we're moving from this nice house that my dad said that he was going to have, and we're moving, like, we're going to be on our own. Like, the bank's taking our house and everything. Like, he stopped paying for everything. But, like, I just, like, know, like, my sister's, like, very spiritual, too, and she just keeps telling me, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, and the numbers, like, everything's getting better. Don't worry. You're going to get what you want. No more anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's what kind of has been holding on to me. Like, just holding on, but, like, I mm-hmm. still have anxiety. But it's, like, I've just been, like, wanting to, like, get out and do more, but it's, like, I just, like, have anxiety. Like, I want to do, like, YouTube. I want to do, like, I just want to get out and, like, start getting my life together because I really don't want to work a 9-to-5-day job. Like, I'm just not, I seriously, like, I just don't see myself doing that.
No.
Well, I can tell you from experience, for me, which I suffer with very bad anxiety, and I do jobs like I do makeup, and that's kind of just when I want to do it. And I sold clothes for a while. I sold makeup online. It was a lot of different like kind of entrepreneurial jobs. I've thought about this whole YouTube thing. So I feel like, there is a path for that, and you can make money doing that. Like, you don't have to work a 9-to-5 job, and actually a lot of people are going away from that because they're realizing that there is a lot of money going into just being an entrepreneur and doing, you know, what you want. There's YouTubers out there who are making thousands of dollars a month just posting videos and having ads. So, I mean,
yeah.
There's a market for it. Now is a really good time for that. But I just want you to know that it's okay to see a therapist. It's okay if you need to see a psychiatrist,
okay.
Because I'm very psychic and I'm a medium and I can hear spirit and I can see them too, you know, and I'm on medication and, you know, maybe I would see stronger if I wasn't on medication, but the medication has literally taken me out of my prison. I couldn't do the things that I wanted. If your anxiety is so bad that you feel like you're in a prison and you can't do anything, it's okay to see a doctor. You know, it's okay if you had to go on medication short time. It's okay. Don't feel like it's going to stop you from being psychic, because look at me. I'm on the air doing readings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do it
yeah.
like three
yeah,
times
you
a week.
Are.
And so, you know, and I've had psychic readings before where I've had spirit telling me it's okay that you're on medication, because I've said, you know, is it hurting me? And they're saying, well, you need it. Like, you're so bad off that you actually need it. So some of us actually do need it. So don't feel like, you know, you are afraid that it's going to stop you. But what I would say is, you know, try the herbs first. And something that helped me, because for a really long time I didn't have medication. And so what I did, which did help, was I exercised. I ran on the elliptical trainer 30 minutes a day. That really helped. And I was a little bit more mindful about what I'm eating. And I did try the whole herb path. And it didn't help at the time, just because I had so much. I have a lot of like PTSD and stuff from the past, and I almost wonder if maybe something had happened to you that's causing, because sometimes like trauma can happen to you when in your younger years, and then it'll come up later on, and you're just like, you find yourself just kind of sinking because your subconscious remembers, you know, that stuff that happened to you, and even if you're fine
mm-hmm.
now, it still will come up. So just, it's okay. It's okay to need help. It's okay to need help.
Okay.
And
so
things can get so much better.
I have one question. So you think I should do like I should try that herbs and that, because when I did that medication, like she said, like to try it for 2 weeks, it gave me a headache, and she said if it gives you headaches, like you shouldn't take it. And it gave me a really bad headache and my face felt numb. So do you think I should just try the herbals for like a little right now, because I haven't had the bad anxiety, like it's not as bad as
mm-hmm.
it has been. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like,
I would follow your gut 100%. And what works for me might not work for you. And I have had like a couple medications I had tried with my psychiatrist before this one. I had similar experience,
okay.
like I was getting brain zaps and everything. So sometimes it's just the med,
yeah.
but I would follow your gut. But just know that if it came down to it and you literally couldn't live your life, it's okay to seek help it's okay to seek medical help. Okay. It's not going to,
okay.
it's not going to hurt you. Okay.
So I did a blood test, and I have a phobia of needles, so I got that over, and I made myself get a blood test, and it said something,
mm-hmm.
like low thyroid, but I went to a specialist, and she said, do you think I have a thyroid problem? Like,
well, we can't diagnose over the air, you know, because we're not medical, you know, we're not medical doctors, so that's not something
mm-hmm.
that we can actually really say. But, you know, if you did have a thyroid problem, that would definitely affect the anxiety. That could be an underlying thing. I do, like, I am hearing from spirit, you know, go to a doctor. But, you know, you do what your gut says, okay?
Because I've lost so much weight, and, like, it's like I've never been this skinny in my life, ever. And, like,
oh, wow.
I eat, and then I'll, like, eat, and I don't gain weight. And I've never been like
wow.
that. And so, like, my aunt Stacy,
mm-hmm.
she's a psychic too. Like she can hear them, and she was just like, "I think you're iron and stuff." And I was low on iron, and then she's like, "I think you have a thyroid problem."
Mm-hmm.
And they said I was low on one
well, you
part
know,
of my thyroid.
Mm-hmm. You know what you could do? They have holistic therapists who You can go for counseling, and they also can tell you, like, what kind of herbs to take, what kind of essential oils can help, stuff like that. And then you can find a doctor also who's more on the, like, herbal side of things, so you can feel comfortable. It kind of does seem like you want to go down that path. So I would seek that out. I really would.
Yeah.
But I would, need if you're, like you that. Follow your gut, especially since you're psychic, you should follow your gut. And if you feel like, oh, this is weird that I'm, like, losing this much weight, you should definitely see a doctor, because your gut's going to know if something's wrong or not, you know?
Yeah. Oh, thank you guys so much.
Jessica, you're I just want to add a couple of things here. Jessica, he's still with us? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Don't overlook, this is a good time to educate yourself on all of the things you've asked us tonight. So do that learning. Don't overlook the Ayurvedic practices and the Chinese medicines. They also may have something to offer. I would like to suggest that you join our Sacred Embers group so that you feel that you have support. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Fabulous. Okay. Just type in the Sacred Embers group in Facebook, and we will look for you and put you through into the group. And you'll be surrounded by people who really, we care, and we'll help you. You just post your questions if you feel like you need support. That's what we do for each other there. And we'd really like to invite you and your sisters into the group, okay?
Aww.
And your mom, too.
Thank you, guys. And we can continue
to support each other through there, okay? And we're very, very glad you reached out. I feel like you know, you've got some people who care now, and we're not going to drop you. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, shoot, there was one other thing I was going to suggest. It's like I've got more Christmas presents or something. Have you got a pen, Jessica? Have you got a pen, handy? Piece of paper?
I got my sister, so I'll type it down.
Okay. I'll spell it for you. S-O-L-F-E-G-G-I-O. Solfeggio Frequencies. Or Feggio. I don't know if you pronounce it with a hard G. Type that in, and you look at the different frequencies that you use for meditation, and there's different... these are ones that align with our natural... frequencies, and it helps to repair all kinds of different things. I know there's one specifically for anxiety. I'm not sure. I think it's 528 hertz. But anyway, there's some on YouTube. They're fabulous. You can put them on for 9 hours in a row. So if you go to bed, you can fall asleep with this on. I've been doing it. I've done it a few times. It's really neat. So Solfeggio. Has she found it?
Yeah.
Sounds like
my sister's typing it. Yeah, she's typing it right now.
All right, we'll study up
it.
On those and try those out and see if those, a little combination of everything, including medical help when you need it, is going to take you to the right path, okay? And
I
will stop throwing things at you, but we'll see you in the Sacred Embers group, okay?
Yes, thank you guys very much. Have a nice evening.
Thank you.
You too, Jessica. Love and light.
You too. Love and light.
Okay, so I think that's it for, have I muted anybody here? No. Okay, good.
No.
I've lost myself on the call board. I think Jessica was our last caller, so we can actually just have a round table, whatever anyone wants to throw out. We could give out our info, talk about the Sacred Embers page, see why people in... And we could ask, why don't people in the United States know about butter tarts? Jessica, I was just going to say I'm also in Canada. What is that? No, why do you guys never hear of butter tarts? They're the best thing ever.
I don't know what a butter tart is.
I think I was at a party and somebody bought butter tarts, and they're delicious.
Oh my gosh, cookies, yes, they are. They're little tarts, like they've got a little pie shell thing, and then you take the syrup of one of the big debates in Canada is raisins or no raisins in your butter tarts, and people have to have hockey games to sort that out, right? And They're really delicious.
They're
and then,
so good. I remember it now.
Yeah, they remind you, like they make you float around in the ether, right? They're so delicious. So they're like a caramel, they're like a, I don't know, it's like
they're
a syrupy thing. And they've got this foamy top, and you can put raisins if you like or not. But they just are, they're like a spiritual experience, and everyone should eat them, I guess. So if you're like on the border, nip across and get some butter tarts in Canada. There you go. So round table. So who else has got something weird to throw at?
Yeah, this is Laura again. I just wanted to say that we've been talking about the Sacred Embers group, and it really is amazing. Almost every single night and some mornings, we have these beautiful discussions where we talk about positive things on Blog Talk Radio. And then we just have so many people, mediums, psychics, healers, essential oil experts, people who are amazing at crystals, Reiki, all of these beautiful things, all of love and light and source energy. So if you are surrounded by all this yuckiness in the world with the news and all this bad stuff happening, why not join this? It's a free group, and it's just so fun. You're surrounded by like-minded people, and it's just a very positive thing to look forward to every day. I know I look forward to going on it every day. So it's just a beautiful community, and I really want to let people know Sacred Embers group on Facebook. It's amazing. You got to join us.
Yeah. Plus, we're growing as well, and we're starting to have events, right? We've been planning events that we're going to be putting on. Laura's really cool at finding prizes to do every time we hit like a number like 500 members, Laura does a little giveaway. And what are we at now? We're 1,000 members or something. Was it 700?
Yeah, we're trying to get 1,000 members. We have I think almost 800, so it's awesome. It's a lot of fun. A lot of people, and like even if you have skills that you want to bring to the table, we love to have guests on the air. We love to have new people join our team as well. So it's just a really awesome place to be free to be spiritual and just have fun and enjoy positivity, because the world gets crazy. It's nice to have a positive place to land.
Well, that's the thing about being an empath, right? Unless you learn to figure out whose energy you're carrying, you may end up carrying, who knows, who you've, like Jody, right? If Jody didn't know to cleanse her energy and whatnot, or to keep that out, she might have carried that angry guy, the guy that raised his hands at the traffic. She might have carried
all
day long. And what the heck's wrong with me? And it's not wrong with you. It's just you've got Joe Feeney's angry energy in you, and you don't recognize it as not yours, right? So we often blame ourselves when we're in weird moods, and it's not our mood at all. It's somebody else that we've picked up. Klingons, holy cow. But it's very, very important to cleanse and to recharge your energy the way you recharge your crystals. And you have to really discern whose energy are you carrying, a lot of empaths are caregivers, whether they're doing it physically or they're going around trying to save everything and everyone all the time. You can't help but get burnt, eh? You're just going to why am I so tired?
it's called empath fatigue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a
empath
thing.
Empath fatigue
it really
where you literally feel depressed and you're like, why am I depressed? My life is good. But you're an empath and you're around, you're just shopping at Walmart and there's just so many people. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm drowning in this just slump.
Absolutely.
Well, if you're really, but if you're grounded and you're protecting yourself, you shouldn't have that. A good way to do that is to wear a black or a brown stone or have it in a pocket with you all the time. They're very grounding. Mm-hmm. And then bubbling yourself all the time is really going to help. And yes, you can call in your angels and guides to help you increase the strength of that wall. The other thing I do is, and I think, Lynn, you've probably heard me say this, the outside shell of my bubble is rubber and your glue, and whatever you're feeling and dealing with bounces off of my wall and sticks to you.
I love that.
Ooh,
I
nice. That.
It's a visual, and I find that visual stuff will make the rest stronger.
Yes.
I actually had a situation today with a family member who came at me, and it was, being a psychic, I kind of understand now that when somebody's angry at you or pushing things at you and it comes out of nowhere, it's more of a reflection on them than it is on you. So I, you know, Lynn really opened my eyes with this book, The Four Agreements. It literally changed my life. Because now when people bring this drama to me, I'm just like, that's yours. Like, this is yours. Get out.
Wow. Cool. That's so neat. Wow. And Jody, we have to do that show again. We'll have that for next week's topic, because you weren't there. Your computer died or something. Remember?
Possibly.
And that was a topic you were really into. So we'll probably make that our topic. We'll just do the Four Agreements part two. And
that would be fantastic. Yeah, that's part of my Reiki training.
Yes, I can see why too. A lot of that Toltec wisdom, like, you know, the stuff, they had to kind of hide it because it got so misused by people who weren't really, their intentions were a little selfish or ego-based, whatever, but they were, you know, using what is pretty much magic, you know, as magic as you can get on the physical. And they were using that in the wrong way, in a disrespectful way. So they had to put this stuff underground. It's starting to come out now, though, and it really is a key to a magical existence. Like, we can live on Earth without pain if we choose, you know? Suffering.
I
didn't mean to disrespect people in chronic physical pain. What I meant was, we don't have to create suffering for ourselves. We can create the space to observe our feelings rather than have the feelings. And,
that is one of the things the Four Agreements does. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Laura. One of the best things I learned about it, and I knew it already, was that one of them is that don't take anything personally, because nothing anyone else ever says and does is about us. It's always about them.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Yes.
Do so very much. Yeah. And the more
you
practice
had something that,
that you... Go ahead, Laura.
Really quick, I just want to say this because I talk too much, but... Lynn, you actually had a really good quote that you told me once, and it was about like an eagle flying over the storm. And I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was like, be like the eagle that flies over the storm. And I was just like, oh, I love that. And now I
take
it everywhere.
Yeah, I try to follow that too. It's there's a lot of metaphors for that. And one of them too is like, if you think about, if you're at the bottom of a pond, you're at a restful place. Like, the storm is all above, on the top of the surface, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to that place, or as the eagle flies above the storm and can look down and see the big picture below, but is not affected by the storm. And that's a really good way to get through all this brouhaha. I mean, the world can eat you up like chocolate covered cherries if you let it, you know? And and it's our choice. We do have that choice, you know. It's like you can say, eat me to the world rather than let the world eat you. So,
but, yes, that's a good one, too.
There's what's that line you saw? I don't need to stay here and take this abuse. I've got lots of people waiting to abuse me.
it's true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's can find it anywhere you look for it. And there's always someone who's ready to take their temper out on you, right? It's like kick the cat syndrome or something. It's like, what's your problem?
And one of the biggest things about that is it's very difficult not to add into that. Not everything deserves
or needs, and it is hard to not respond and let it go, you know?
Good point. Yeah, very good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you don't solve anything by bringing the same energy to the situation that caused the problem in the first place, right? And that's where the warrior energy comes in, right? You have to really kind of pull that, be logical and emotional at the same time somehow.
Well, you know, it's like Ella says, let it go, let it go. I don't know the words of the song or how it goes, but that's what she says. She's right.
Awesome. It's true.
Yeah. Well, so many parents thought that song was going to drive them crazy. They heard it over
and over. Now it's stuck in our head.
Yeah, but it's right. No, it's true. I mean, it's that's why people loved it. It's so true. But
Well,
oh my gosh!
I thought I would share, if you don't mind, something interesting that happened to me this last week.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
You mentioned not suffering with physical pain, and I've had endometriosis since I was a very young person, probably 11, 12 years old. My monthly stuff started out being very, very painful. And, you know, I've had some major surgeries done for it. But this weekend it started kicking in on Thursday morning. And I was like, oh boy, tomorrow I'm going to be, or it was actually Friday morning. And I remember thinking, gosh, tomorrow I'm going to be at an event doing readings all day long. How am I going to manage being in pain and being there? I don't want to have to not call in, and I would really like to be able to go and work the show. So I kind of like felt some things in there turn, and I looked down and I was like, you know, ain't no one hurting you right now. I know stuff happened in the past, but you are just fine, so knock it off. And by the way, I love you. And it was like me being sort of goofy and random talking to my body, but you know what? I kid you not, 30 seconds later, it just stopped. Now, I've done a lot of Reiki. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of Reiki on myself. I've been doing a lot of Reiki for others. And sexual abuse is prevalent here. And so working on other stuff, you know, when you're doing healing work, you're healing yourself. And I found that every time it would kick in, I would just sort of look down and say, knock it off. Come on now, that's enough. And I don't know if it's because I'm 51 or if it's just that my body said, okay, I'll listen to you. But I suggest that if you're actually in pain, talk to your body. We have such a huge mind-body connection. I just thought it was very interesting.
Oh, yeah. That's so great to hear, Jody. Wow. You may be onto something.
It's almost like the law of attraction.
What was that?
It's like the law of attraction. It's like the law of attraction almost. Like it's like if you're dreading going to a party and you think it's gonna suck, and then it's probably gonna
suck. It's gonna suck. Oh yeah, I'm very, very familiar with law of attraction, and I do a lot of work with it, and that is definitely the truth, you know. but there's a difference when it comes to physical pain.
Yeah.
You know, you're not really, it's not something that you're feeding into. And so that's where the issue with that comes in. And I was just very relieved not to have to go through it this time.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's kind of brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah. So next time, try talking to your body.
Yeah. No, that keep doing that, Jody. That's amazing because it sounds like you're healing yourself, which is, who is that guy? John of God. I was reading about Wayne Dyer talking about going to see John of God and watching him do the energy healings. And
have you ever watched him? Or have you ever done much reading? I cannot believe that he like does surgery on people when they're wide awake and they feel nothing.
I know. It's kind of like your mind is going, wait a minute, what's going on here? But it's amazing. It really is. He's... I believe he's the real deal. And when you've seen him at the end of his sessions, he's just soaked in sweat. And he's like, it looks like he's been like piling, you know, firewood. And he's just burnt right out and he's soaked. He's just soaked from the stress of the exertion. Wow.
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane what he does, but it's amazing work.
Yeah. This probably,
I'm going to have to look them up. See them. Yes, you
energy
do.
Healers, yeah. There's probably more of them out there. I think John of God got noticed because he was, Wayne Dyer was putting him in his books and whatnot, and people went, wow. And I think I don't know what happened, if he's still working. I think it must have been overwhelming, sort of like people going to Lourdes and whatnot to get healed. But, wow, he's an amazing guy. And Wayne Dyer, too, talks about self-healing, as Jody's doing, and how it is very possible, because you're a spirit in a body having a physical experience, not the other way around. So the body will respond if we get the right messages going in there. And
yes.
Something to be said too for a good diet, get lots of sleep, that all that boring stuff that they tell us, you know, but it's all good. If you're eating right and exercising and keeping your mind clear, keeping the creeps,
you know,
out of your head.
There's another thing too. And, you know, early in my journey, before I started reading publicly, because I did come up on a time when my gifts, they were always there, but after I divorced, there was an experience where they just sort of blew up. And there were 3 to 4 different times before a pivotal thing that happened to me happened, where I was with people who were doing spiritual work, and the message they received to tell me was to drink more water. And I was a little confounded and confused by why do you keep getting this message to drink more water? Well, I have since discovered that with our gifts, and especially when you have big gifts, when you have a lot of energy to work with, we need water to conduct energy. And so that was crazy to me. You know, what you're saying is so true. What we put in our body, we still have a human vehicle, and to conduct the energy, we need the right nutrition. We need a lot of water.
Mm-hmm. That makes so much sense.
You know?
Water,
wow,
is a natural amplifier. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are we, 98% water and a handful of other chemicals? Yeah. So that makes a huge amount of sense. It really does.
Well, something I read recently, too, about water and how we are also crystal.
Yes.
And I can't remember the article I read. Do you understand what I'm talking about, Lynn? And
well,
because we're crystal, we conduct energy the same as crystals do, that vibration.
Mm-hmm. Well, a crystalline structure is different from, like, a regular drinking glass is what is called an amorphous structure of molecules. So there's no pattern. But a crystal pattern is very regular, and it's almost like a fractal thing. So that's why it conducts, because it's a regular pattern, whereas you don't get that kind of conduction. And so we are crystal in that way too, in that we are like a regular pattern. I hope I'm not going all Mr. Science on you there, because I think I'm blowing my own mind with what I'm trying to explain.
Yeah, I can't
remember
exactly what they were saying about it, but they were like, showing something scientifically with water and crystals, and when you put it, like when we take in water, right? It was weird.
Yeah.
It was interesting, but weird. I can't remember exactly.
It's probably to do with conduction, right? The more water you have in a system, the more it will conduct. And, you know, it's probably really simple Newtonian physics, and we're getting all like weird and trying to complicate it, but, you know. Water is one of the four elements. We also need fire. We also need earth, and we
mm-hmm.
also need air, right? So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, like we are those elements. And at the same
mm-hmm.
time, we're walking stardust as well, because we're made up of the
we
same
sure
things.
Are.
And that always explains to me why we like glitter so much. I don't know anyone who doesn't like working with glitter. And
yes.
We're trying to get back to the stardust that we're made out of. It's pretty simple.
That's right.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, awesome. I think we should, we always have a little more glitter. One of my friends, her last name is Leaves a Glitter Tail. Glitter Trail.
She leaves a glitter trail. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's her first name, then Leaves a Glitter Trail, and then her last name. And I just think she's adorable. She actually introduced me to elementals, and I'm like, really? I don't believe this, but here they are. She brings them with her, and they were at this show, and we got photographs. Like she had, there were so many orbs at the show I was at with her. It was a very old building, and I'm going around taking pictures of everyone's work, and I actually saw what I believe is an elemental in with these orbs and stuff like that. Some really interesting stuff out there in the world. And if you're ever feeling depressed, you can just sort of think about all the stuff there is to learn and to know about. And, you know, it's just a really neat ride. You know, and we're not here forever. So like, I think like just keep your sense of wonder and always go, wow,
mm-hmm.
you know,
absolutely.
Yeah. The world is so full of a number of things, I'm sure we should all be as happy as kings.
You betcha. Love that.
That's Robert Louis Stevenson, one of his little bits of poetry. But it's very true. Wow. I sure love talking with you guys. You're two of my favorite people. And we miss Sue at these round tables. But yeah, well, you know what? She's sounding better. She's getting better, and she's almost. And you know, spring's gonna help everyone because I don't know about you guys, but this winter just kicked my butt. Die, winter, die! It's like it's been a nasty one. But But anyway, you know, what are you gonna do? I suppose the dinosaurs had it worse, right? So.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, apparently there's been a couple of ice ages, you know, that in one was in the, like the 1700s, or it was like a mini ice age where it was like, I think it only dropped like 2 degrees or something, but it was enough to like kill off humans and livestock and crops and like, whoa. So who knows? I guess just enjoy it while you can and while we are on this ride. I guess we should start putting our information out there. So anybody want to go ahead and tell people how we can find you?
Sure. Well, I'm Jody Higgins. I am a psychic medium in Michigan. You can check my website out at Connected by Spirit or email me at Jody, spelled with a Y, J-O-D-Y, at connectedbyspirit.com. Or you can find me on Facebook as Jody Higgins, or Jody Higgins, psychic medium.
And Laura, moi.
yes, so you can actually just find me in the Sacred Embers group under Laura Chapman. I post every day, so you can't miss me. and I do have a website, Lotus MUA, which is my makeup artist website, and I have some little message boxes on there. So it'll go right to my email if you want to connect with me, okay?
Fabulous. And let's see, if you want to find Sue, I think Sue is still taking readings now, even though she's not on the air much. But if you did want to find Sue for that sort of thing or just connect with her, she's at susandalamonte.wixsite.com/SueD. And you can also find Sue on Facebook, and she's in the Sacred Embers group. I think, yeah, all of us are on the Sacred Embers website now, which has to be updated pretty soon. But you can find me at, I'm Lynn Bleasdale, and you can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. I'm also on Facebook and in the Sacred Embers group. We have the Sacred Embers page, which is where you find the show listings and posts from, I guess, the hosts and whatnot, and our support group is available too. And it really, if you feel like you want to be part of a group and you're feeling a little isolated, we are there to help you feel not so alone, to share the love. And our Sacred Embers website, which is still kind of a work in progress, but it's getting along. sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. So what's our show? Tomorrow night is Enter the Light with Jan Drake Bakke, Ryan Adragna. Oh boy, what's the new person's name?
Dennis and Denise.
I remember.
And
no, Dennis Miranda and Denise Ramon, but they've added a new person, Jessica Baumeister. That's who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, see, still got some brain left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jessica Baumeister's joined that group. So that's at 8 p.m. At 8 p.m. Eastern, at 7 Central,
yeah.
6 Mountain. I know, we got rented lips tonight. 5 p.m. Pacific. Okay, so, and that's Enter the Light. So that's tomorrow night. And then Friday is Be Here Now with Heather Falona, Tina Godin. And I think they're at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. What's Saturday? I'm not sure. That is up for grabs, I guess. That's probably when we'll be starting to have our events, right?
So, yes, that'll be fun. I'm so looking forward.
Yeah, well, we really are a work in progress, and I feel like we're evolving like crazy. I mean, wow, we just went boom, and then there's all these amazing people and the talent in the group. So, yeah, if you do want to come on as a guest on one of the shows, just get in touch with Laura or one of the admins on the Sacred Embers site, because we are going to start giving people, we're arranging for people to sort of give their, to try their wings out, right? Just see how they feel doing the meetings and see how they feel about it. And so there you go. So just let us know if you want to give it a go. Any last thoughts? We've got 4 minutes left, guys, so we can throw out any weird thoughts we have to end the show.
My last weird
can't
thought
think of
is
anything.
If you're in a bad relationship, get out.
Yeah. Okay, well, I know.
Well,
I'll tell the streetlight joke if you guys are okay with that, the one I did before the show. Yeah, I think it's a really good metaphor for the ways a lot of us go about things like clinging to doomed relationships and what. So there's a guy, he's looking for his car keys under a streetlight, and this guy comes along and asks, "What are you doing?" "Well, I've lost my car keys, and I'm just looking for them." And the guy says, "Well, I'll help you." So the two of them are looking and looking, and nobody's finding anything. And the guy goes, "Are you sure this is where you lost them?" And the guy goes, "Oh, no, I didn't move them here. I lost them over there in the bushes. But the light's better here." So, look for your car keys where you've lost them. Yeah, I love that too, and I always think it describes so much of our striving, right? It's like, is this where you've lost it? No. And what are you missing? It's and you know what? We're all human. We all go through it. We all go through it. So there's no shame if you're not feeling as balanced or you don't think you're as cool or as with it as everybody else. Nobody feels that way. You know, you can take that to the bank. We're all kind of just walking each other home and doing the best we can. But, yeah, there's no shame in being lost or sad. Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So lots of love to all of you guys. And thank you. I really love working with you both. And I will talk to you
same.
Both next week. Yep. Very blessed. We're all so blessed. Oh, and did we mention, Laura, you guys have a new show Tuesday nights. Oh, we don't. Oh, I think Monday night.
Yeah,
right. Mondays are the audition. Sort of if we're going to have the new guests on and give them their little test drive, test run on the Monday nights. Tuesday is the Sassy Psychic Sisters. And that's, I got it. It's got Heather Hilton Hartford, Michelle Delaney Fosdick, and Laura Chapman. How's that for a good memory? Do I get a star on my show?
Fair
I'll get gold stars. Yep. Well, there you go. I don't know. We just kind of do the best we can. Oh, we should play play the clip with the lion. We did that one already, though, didn't we? Did you ever hear the lion, Laura?
I did. Let's hear it. Woo, let's hear it.
All right. Here we go. Oop. Something happened.
And when faced with a tough decision, follow your heart rather than what you think you should do. So that's basically the message of the lion. And
it definitely makes sense.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Am I nuts or did I just hear a lion roar? No, I'm not joking, you guys. Nobody heard that, eh?
I heard it, Lynn. I heard it. I thought you were doing something with the.
I thought that was you. Wow.
Are you kidding me?
I heard a lion roar.
Lynn, yeah, I did too. I thought you were doing something out. I thought you were like.
Like I had enchiladas for dinner? No. I heard a lion roar just now. Okay, let's carry on. That's exciting. You know what? We'll play it back and see if it comes up.
Okay.
On back, okay?
Yeah, see if it comes up. Okay. Exactly. That is bizarre. No, you know
wonderful.
What, Karen?
Yeah.
You're...
That was...